today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Was there ever a time when your brother or sister should have gotten a spanking, but you took it? Has there ever been a time when your favorite niece was about to be grounded, but you stepped in? People have this innate concern when those they really care about have to suffer the consequences. There's a part of them that wants to ease their pain in some way, shape, form, or fashion. For the most part, people don't like to see others held accountable for their actions if the person doesn't have the power to change. Prior to Christ going to the cross, you didn't have the power to change your behavior. You didn't have the power to turn around. What Christ did for Barnabas ultimately was the answer for everyone. He took his place. In Luke chapter 23, verses 13 through 22, it is written, "Then Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, said to them, 'You have brought this man to me as one who misleads the people. And indeed, having examined him in your presence, I found no fault in this man concerning those things of which you accused him. No, neither did Herod. For I sent you back to him, and indeed nothing deserving of death has been done by him. I will therefore chasten him and release him, for it was necessary for one to be released to him at the feast.' And they all cried out at once, saying, 'Away with this man and release to us Barnabas, who has been thrown into prison for a certain rebellion in the city and for murder.' Pilate, therefore, wishing to release Jesus, again called out to them. But they shouted, saying, 'Crucify him! Crucify him!' Then he said to them the third time, 'What evil has he done? I find no reason for death in him. I will therefore chasten him and let him go.' But they were insistent, demanding with loud voices that he be crucified, and the voices of these men of the chief priests prevailed. Barnabas, like you and I, should have been put to death, but Jesus took his place. Barnabas was the one who rebelled, but Jesus took his place. Barnabas was the one guilty of murder, but Jesus took his place. Has fault of any kind been found against you? Have you done anything and you knew you deserved the consequences? Don't worry, Jesus took your place. When he died on the cross, he died for the sins of the entire world. Not some sins, but all of them. That's the price he paid for loving you. What price are you willing to pay to serve him and others? What sacrifice are you willing to make to introduce people to the one who took your place? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.